The reading is from Zechariah chapter 4, and there are 14 verses. Then the angel who talked with me returned and woke me up like someone awakened from sleep. He asked me, "What do you see?" I answered, "I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl at the top and seven lamps on it, with seven channels to the lamps. Also, there are two olive trees by it, one on the right of the bowl and the other is on its left." I asked the angel who talked with me, "What are these, my lord?" He answered, "Do you not know what these are?" "No, my lord," I replied. So he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, 'Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty.' What are you, mighty mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become level ground. Then he will bring out the capstone to shouts of, 'God bless it, God bless it.' Then the temple, hear me, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands will also complete it. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. Who dares despise the day of small things? Since the seven eyes of the Lord that reigns throughout the earth will rejoice when they see the chosen capstone in the hand of Zerubbabel." Then I asked the angel, "What are these two olive trees on the right and left of the lampstand?" Again I asked him, "What are these two olive branches beside the two gold pipes that pour out golden oil?" He replied, "Do you not know what these are?" "No, my lord," I said. So he said, "These are the two who are anointed to serve the Lord of all the earth." Some of those visions in the prophets are a bit strange and difficult to understand, but there's some key verses in there that I want to draw out and draw upon. And one of them is, Carlo, could you do the lights there again, please? Could we have these big ones out, Will? Is that possible? No, thanks, that's good. Okay. And then if you can switch over the computer thing as well, that would be great. So this passage was actually read out on a day I took these pictures, this picture and a few others. And it was the day they were opening a brand new Baptist church in a different area of Kabwe called Dallas. It might have been the expensive end, I'm not sure, but it was a brand new opening of a church that's got just one member, I think, and it's not her. She was there to start the service off and do some singing, which was great. And this is the lady who's Brazilian, a Brazilian missionary in Dallas, in Kabwe, in Zambia, and she started a new church because in this particular area, she wants to do something different, unique, and she reckoned that there wasn't a church in Kabwe that the doors would be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for people who are homeless and on the street and need somewhere to come in and find a place to rest. And she wanted to set something up like this. And they had a little choir with children dressed in white. They were fantastic. I took loads of so many pictures of them. And I was asked to give a few words. He's a visitor from overseas, which I did, talking about fixing your eyes on Jesus. And then one of the pastors came and brought the word, and he spoke from this passage of Zechariah chapter 4. And he was saying, do not, you know, as it says there, do not despise the day of small things. Even when you start a church with just one person, God can use it and do mighty things. A bit like the parable where Jesus is talking about the mustard seed growing into the biggest tree. Do you know, you may look at it and think, what can that possibly achieve? That's insignificant. And you know, sometimes it's not in the big things that God works most of all, most powerfully. It's sometimes in the smallest things. Do not despise the day of small things. Of course, after the service, they had to have food, and they brought in the pop star. This lady, if you were in Zambia, you'd all know her name. I still don't know her name, but you can tell which one with the bit of the thing and the thing on. But she came and sang for us all. She was supposed to be in the service, I think, but she got there late. So the service had finished, so she sang outside. She's a Christian lady, and she's top of the pops in Zambia. And even the little children on the back were desperate to join in. And I had to have my picture with her in case she gets really famous one day. So Zechariah, who dares despise the day of small things? Since the seven eyes of the Lord that reigns throughout the earth will rejoice when they see the chosen capstone in the hand of Zerubbabel. And of course, the context of this was Israel were in exile, they were away from their land, and yet God had promised them they would return and there would be a temple rebuilt. And so what he's saying here, look, if you just put this one stone down to mark it out, then you will know that God will bring this to fruition. What God has promised, he will do. So even if you just see a stone or two, this is the beginning of building the temple again. Do not despise the day of small things. Kabwe in Zambia, if you Google it, you'll get some of these pictures. It was described in the Guardian newspaper as the most toxic town in the world. 100 years of lead mining has polluted the area, the ground, the air, and there's so much illness around. They used to send the people down the holes like this, and the children are very desperate, they're poor, and they're very often sick. Not sure what that is. These are very dark, aren't they? Some of the pictures, the houses that you meet when you come into Kabwe, this is in the back in Makalulu, the poorest part. Very basic. No roads to speak of. After the rains, it's flooded. It's some difficult places. And right in the middle of Makalulu is this place run by OM, Operation Mobilization, who were my hosts for this trip. And there's lots of information outside there on OM if you want to read more about it. This place was called Mercy House or House of Mercy. And We met people there. These are some of the children you saw earlier. The classroom's very basic. The food, most of us wouldn't want to eat it. The kitchen, this is the shima that's being ate there, the maize. They boil it up and boil it up. And children sat all over the place eating their food. And this is the part of the mission statement. It says, Mercy House is here to train up and equip the vulnerable people in the community in a holistic way to help them become the man and woman God has desired them to be. Even in the poorest place, this little ministry, and again, you go back to Zechariah, do not despise the day of small things. This small ministry started by a Scottish lady, and she shared some of her story with us, her background, coming from a really difficult childhood and background herself into Africa, setting up a place called Mercy House. And she was saying, you know, she was coming back to Scotland over Christmas to raise some money for funds for this. And she said, if you just donated the money that you would spend on one Costa coffee a week, you'd pay for all these children to eat their food. The money that you give in a year would pay for their food. And remarkable dedication, but you'll see her in a minute. This is one of the pastors. He's at the school, he's teaching, but he's also caring for all the children and the families that are there. This is the Scottish lady, Anne, in the middle, and a wonderfully dedicated person to the mission that she's involved in. Do not despise the day of small things. In the school area as well, they've set up a place where you can do sewing. So some of the mothers of the children who come to the school come along and they make bags and dresses and all sorts of fancy stuff with lovely colors. The context of this is none of these children would be in school otherwise, because you have to pay for schools, and none of them have got the money to pay to put them into school. So in this school, they come free of charge, and they're given their uniforms, they're given their food, and every day. And some of the mothers now are trying to earn a living by learning how to do sewing. More Shema, more visits through the town. The children are welcome. And as you walk along the streets, this was a house that had fallen down in the rain that they'd had, the storms. And somebody just trying to earn some money selling some tomatoes. We're just wondering, these are some of the pictures I showed you earlier, people just putting out their things, trying to earn some money. And we arrived at this Zambia Police Service Station because one of the lads here pictured had been arrested. He was one of the children from the school, and he's 8 years old, and he'd been arrested for stealing some piece of clothing from a woman's house opposite. And he'd been taken to the police station. It wasn't the first time. And he'd been put into the cells, and they sent for these folks to come and see him to try and talk some sense into him. He said he'd been persuaded to do the stealing by some older guys who were part of a gang and wanted him to do it. And so he was going to be left there for the day, I think, as a bit of a shock to the system. And then on the way back, lots of rotten tomatoes. And the waste, there's obviously no services to collect the waste. And so there'd been a recent outbreak of cholera in the town, I think. That's a tree, and it's a significant tree. It was the tree where these guys normally meet for Bible study. And again, you say, what's this? This is a tiny little ministry being started by some of the mission folk who are there, who want to help the guys, the young guys in the village, to have a hope and a future for something better. And so every week they meet under that tree and do Bible study. And we were able to go. Life goes on around you as you're there, sat under the tree. And in the house just there, which was about 20 yards away from where we were doing the Bible study under the tree, there was an old lady, and she was listening intently to what was being said in the Bible study. And we shared our testimonies, we talked about faith and about the mercy and love of Jesus. And it was a good time. On the way back, holding hands, the guys, quite common in Africa, and back to the school where the celebration was going on. Then we went next door, and this was a recent addition. They'd bought the property next door to the Mercy House, and they'd set it up as a refuge house. And it was colorfully decorated, beautifully decorated. And there are currently 8 young girls there, ranging from age of 8 to 15, who'd all been abused at home. And they'd been managed to be taken out of their home situation, and they were living in this refuge house, run by this lady who you can see in the picture, and everywhere was messages of love and peace and healing. They stayed in these dorms. They have, this is the lounge. This, I'd never seen one of these before. It was like an ice pop maker. You know, the tip tops, we used to call them, or something like that. It's like a flavored water, frozen, and on a hot day, it's lovely. The only problem they have, of course, they got a big freezer, but they got no power most of the time, so they very rarely get frozen, but the children all enjoyed them anyway. The children learned some basic skills with the mother there, cooking, and it says on this sign, welcome to the healing place. And the dedication of these people reminded me of Colossians chapter 3, where it says this, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. The context of Colossians 3, we read some of it at the beginning of the service, didn't we, about the resurrection and who we are in Jesus. And this is the context of speaking to slaves. Work at it with all your heart, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. The dedication of some of these people that many folk would look and say, well, why are you even bothering? It's such a small thing that you're doing. I went on another visit to a place here outside of town, and this was an AIDS center. And it says this on the vision statement. Our vision is to see hope restored to those infected and affected by HIV and AIDS. This vision will be achieved by the love of the Lord Jesus Christ so that people may glorify God. Our passion is to educate and empower those with HIV and AIDS as we minister to them holistically. AIDS and HIV is still a big issue in Zambia. Often the people don't quite understand the desperate measures that you are led to when you have HIV and AIDS. And this center was dealing with children whose families are all affected one way or another by HIV and AIDS. And so this was a big billboard on the outskirts of town. And it says, responsible men, take action. Know your HIV status today. Talking to everybody who was going to pass by through that town that they needed to be tested, because if they didn't know whether they were carriers or not, they didn't know how many other people they're going to infect. That's the state of that town, very promiscuous. And so very easy to spread HIV and AIDS. Later that week, I went to another church that were putting on a joint churches venture, again, to raise awareness about HIV and AIDS. And again, I was invited to bring some words there as we worshipped. I don't know if you can see at the front here, the big black luxury chairs. So there's the standard chairs, then there's some nicer ones, and then there's luxury ones. And all the ministers, as they walked in, and the elders sat in the front row with these posh chairs. It was quite funny. So people are gathering, worshipping, and then lighting candles. There's a sense of unity together that the Jesus, the light of the world, can bring light even into the darkest places. And the small ministries that are being set up by OM and others around the town, bringing the light of Jesus into the dark places of Kabwe in Zambia. So I leave you with another verse from 1 Corinthians 10, which says, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Whatever you do, no, it's not by might or strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. We can all be involved in ministry of one kind or another. And the challenge today is, I guess, is to see where in particular is God asking you to serve, what in particular is God asking you to do, and with which group of people is he asking you to do it, and to recognize that you might make a difference only with one or two people, but it's what God is asking us all to be involved in. It's our worship and our praise, our faith in Jesus is not just for ourselves, but it's for others. And where can you make a difference to some people who are around and about you? That's the challenge of the message today, I think, is just see what you can do and do it with all your heart. Put everything into it. And as a church, we believe that God has a way forward for us. Even when things look dark and bleak, God has a way forward for us. And whether it's a small step after small step, do not despise the day of small things, because God has a brighter future. We believe that for us as individuals and as a church together. Let's just pause for a moment and reflect. We can have the lights back on, please, Carlo and Will.